Meseches Erin Perek Hey Mishnah Beis until Perek Hey Mishnah Hey. The focus of the fifth Perek is how the Tachum of a city is measured. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that there is such a thing as Ibur Ha'ir, which refers to all the structures which are just outside of the city, or which are a sort of continuation of the city. And as long as there is not a gap of 70 and 2/3 Amos between each building and the previous one, which is more inward to the city, so it's considered to be part of the city, or at least part of the Ibur Ha'ir, and the Tachum is only measured beyond that. Now, as well as the Ibur Ha'ir, there is possibly another added-on extension of the city, known as a Karpath. A Karpath is an open, empty area of land, and the Torah, when discussing the cities which were given to the Levium in Eretz Yisrael, it says that 1,000 Amos outside of the city, there should be empty land. Perhaps it's considered part of the beauty of a city, but be as it may, that's considered to be sort of an extension of the city itself. So the question is, do we have such a thing when it comes to Erevin as well? Says the Mishnah, Nosin Karpath Lo'er, we give a Karpath to the city, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Meaning that beyond all of these individual buildings, which are part of the Ibur Ha'er, once you've drawn the line, there's now another 70 and 2/3 Amos of empty land of Karpath, and the Tachum, the 2,000 Amos, is only measured at the end of that. The reason for this measurement of 70 and 2/3 Amos is that it's the square root of a Beis Ha'asayim, and the courtyard of the Mishkan was a Beis Ha'asayim, that was the area, and although in the Mishkan it was rectangular, so it was 50 by 100 Amos, if you make a square of a Beis Ha'asayim, then each side is 70 and 2/3 Amos. So since many of the halachos of Shabbos and Erevin are learned from the Mishkan, so that's where this measurement comes from. So be as it may, according to Meir, every city has a Karpath, and the Tchum is only measured from the edge of the Karpath. On the other hand, the Chachom say, Le'omru Karpath Ela Bein Shtei Ayores. The Chachom said this concept of Karpath only in between two cities. If there are two cities which are very close to each other, let's say they're just over 4,000 Amos away from each other, so the Tachum, the 2,000 Amos of each city, is not quite enough to reach the other city. But if you add on this 70 and 2/3 Amos to each city, so then the 70 and 2/3 Amos of each city actually combines. It overlaps. If each city has 70 and 2/3 Amos, and that area overlaps, then Isa Karpath L'Shteyen, we make a Karpath for both of them, meaning we look at that as a Karpath, to make them like one, meaning we view both of the cities as really one city. So even though there's 4,000 Amos in between them, we view all of that as if it doesn't really exist, as if it's part of the city, and then you'll have another 2,000 Amos from the edge of the other city. We sort of draw a square around both of the cities, viewing them as one, and then the Tchum begins.